for all. It's right there at our hands, Rich. Damn. It's right there. There's no more excuses, guys. It's right here. So when it's to let God arise, let it arise in your heart. Accept it. Let Him cleanse your heart. Immerse yourself in Him. Immerse yourself in the sacrifice that He's done for you. You walk away clean and abiding in the Father by Jesus Christ, by what He's done. No, not by our own works. Not because we're good. Not that we did something special. But by what He did. That's the only thing. Continue on. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. All sin. There's so many things where it's like, man, how much do we... What's that? How much is all? All is all. And how much is this all? It's free. He did it for you. He did it for you. He paid the price. I say it's free. No, He gave His life for it. But you couldn't do it. You couldn't give your life. It's cursed. He did. But it says all sin here. How many times I'm coming home from work or whatever, or it's a bad day or whatever, and I'm going, I should have done that. I shouldn't have done that. And I'm like, Lord, I'm sorry. My heart's not right. Please forgive me. I shouldn't have done that. That's not showing You. That's not showing Your way. That's not showing Your love. All that is showing my selfishness. Please forgive me. And I keep driving, and the Lord's like, I forgive you. I love you. I paid the price for you. All of it. When I was at my worst, at the end of a coke binge, it was up for days. Almost died that night. I said, Lord, help me. I'm going to die. And I know where I'm going if I die in this condition. Please forgive me. I don't want to do this anymore. I walked away from You and Your word so many times, and there's no reason why You should. You have every right to smack my hand away and laugh at my calamity. But please forgive me. And you know what? He did. You know what? He did. And you know, I was cleansed from all sin. Everything that I'd done, every selfish thing that I did, everybody I hurt, He washed it all away. He washed it all away. And we can walk in that freedom. He's done it for you. He loves you. He loves you. But a lot of times, I know myself does this, please forgive me. And then I hang on to the condemnation. It's like, what are you doing, dummy? The Lord set you free. What are you doing? Go serve Him. You know when it says, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. That's a neat thing. This was brought up, a point was brought up to me where He goes, the enemy goes, see, scumbag. You're not a saint. You're not the Lord's. Well, you wouldn't be doing these things. Convicting me. Condemning me. And you count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. You repent and you turn back to Him. And the Lord goes, no, He is my servant. Because He looks to me to pay the price. That I've paid the price for Him. It's believing that His blood is sufficient for you. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Look, all has come short of the glory. There is none righteous, no, not one. Save Jesus Christ, the righteous. That's it. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I think this is a really clear picture that His grace is sufficient for me and sufficient for you. Amen? If we say that we have not sinned, We make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Look, I would say get honest with yourselves here. If you think you're walking in a place of righteousness by your own doing or by something, get honest with yourself. Get honest before the Lord. And that's where it starts. You be honest with the Lord about where your heart's at. Don't try to cover it up. He sees right through it. There's no covering it up. The only thing that washes away is Jesus Christ and his blood and what he's done for us. My little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. I would that you wouldn't sin. I would that you wouldn't sin. And sin's really just unbelief. Not believing in the Lord, not believing in his word. Not believing that his grace is sufficient for us. You know, they make up these laws and these lists of dues to make yourself righteous. And what that does is make the void of the cross. It makes it where saying, oh, Jesus is Christ, Jesus' blood was not good enough. That's what that law is there for. Well, the law was basically actually for us to turn to Jesus and realize that we can't do it. That we need him to have faith in him, to have faith in God. But after Jesus and fulfilled all that, all the law, we're to have faith in him and his sacrifice and what he's done. But people still go around knowing this, saying, well, that just isn't good enough. That just isn't, for some reason, that's just not good enough. Just like the same battle I have with that, still hanging on that condemnation. No, that just isn't good enough. So they make these lists of rules. You can't do this. You can't, don't smoke, don't drink, look pretty, blah, 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 da, 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 da. The list goes on and on depending on what church you go in. It's ridiculous. And that's all to just make yourself righteous. Let me tell you, you're not. But Jesus is, though. And you know what? If we're abiding in him, guess what? We're righteous. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that an amazing thing? And the freedom. You know, it talks about in Timothy, Paul is writing to Timothy, and he says, be strong in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I don't know if that's verbatim, word for word. Close. But being strong in that grace there, guys, is a believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. And you know what? He died for all the sin yesterday, today, and tomorrow. There was an interesting thing, and I've said this before, but it's good for you all to hear it again. You can wake up in the morning and say, praise you, Lord. Thank you for your sacrifice today. You died on the cross for my sins and was resurrected in power so I can have fellowship with you today. And I can walk in that grace before it's even laid out. Before the day even starts, you can start walking in his grace. It's a neat thing. The Lord loves you. In him, and there is no darkness at all. None. Let's believe that. Let's hang on to that. You know, we're not worthy, but he is. Praise God. Hallelujah. If it was counted on my own righteousness, I'm screwed. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Lord loves you. Hang on to it this week. Don't let it go. Amen. And you know what? Love one another. You are my friends if you keep my commandments. And that's verbatim messed up, but love one another. Prefer the Lord. Make him Lord. Make him king of your life. Prefer him over all things. And in doing that, you'll find yourself preferring others before yourself. What he did was absolutely selfless, and it was the obedience to the Father. And he gave his life for everybody and was obedient to the Father. All he cared about was pleasing the Father. And he preferred everybody else before himself. We're called to do the same thing. And it's an easy thing if we're in him. It's a hard thing if it's on upon us, if we're looking on ourselves. And with that, I'm ending. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Philip. I don't technically know where we are. Are we up and running? Good morning to all those who are listening online, if there are any more. Yeah. Another week. And we're here because the Lord is good. The simplicity of the gospel is an offense to those who have a religious construct, who are always walking around measuring. 2 Corinthians says, you know, it's not wise to be measuring ourselves among ourselves, comparing ourselves among ourselves. The religious system of the Pharisees was a dead system, and the Spirit of God was not in it. It had become a measuring system. And, you know, Philip and I can walk around and say, boy, this law is a good thing we could go back to the deal that Abraham had going, because this law thing, this law thing's not working so well. And the grace and the mercy and the love of the Lord sending His Son to die for us, and the simplicity of the gospel is love God, love one another, and you fulfill the law. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that He loved you this much. He took those sins and He bled them out and covered them. All, how many sins? All sins. And He touched briefly on the first verse of 2 Timothy chapter 2. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ. The next verse. And the things that thou heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Well, what's hardness? Hardness is, amongst other things, that old man who takes offense, this old man in here. 2 Corinthians says you're a new creature, 5:17. The old man starts rejecting the simplicity of how much sin, all sin. How much did He love you? He loved you enough that He cleansed you from all sin. Oh, I can't, that's too simple. And you know, we walk around, I stand up here and say, boy, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that I didn't tank as bad as Philip tanked. Oh, really? But, you know, how many of us, when we're walking around and going to churches in the past, that's exactly the place we took. We said, gee, I'm closer to you than he was. Not as bad as him. So I must be in a good place. Wrong. But that kind of measuring system, that's the system that's dead and the Spirit of God's not in it. And it's hard to have to keep reproving the old man, casting it aside and saying, all sin, and I'm full of it. And he died for it. When the old man starts flaring up, that's when you start hearing the assault of the enemy. You don't really know what you're talking about. This is too easy. Yeah, it is. And when you strip the religious establishment of measuring and judging yourself as being better than somebody else, when you strip it of power and control, they want to do, where was I, John 16? These things, 16:1. These things I have spoken to you that you should not be offended. they shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think he doeth God service. Today, that's they'll put you out of the churches because that's too simple. It's too simple. It's a fence, and it strips us of our control over you. And it says that if you're walking in this simple childlike belief on Jesus Christ and His Father, that you're able to do everything that I'm able to do. And that's an offense to me. It's an affront. I've put in all this time. And I've done all this studying. So if you take that real childlike belief in what the Father says, like you used to believe your Father when He said what He said, even when He was joshing you. Lord, our Father, our Heavenly Father, is not joshing us. He loves us. And the system that sought to please Him by structure and dead form and no substance can't please Him, and He has to reject it. But that childlike obedience and the simplistic, he died, He covered all sin. When you can receive that and walk in that, you can endure the hardness of the rejection that Jesus says is going to happen in the synagogues of His day. How many times did Paul try that out? Jesus started putting it in the synagogue when he's 12. And he was able to get them so riled up that they started chasing him around with stones. At some point you move because you trust the Father. You trust in His provision. You trust that the blood of Jesus Christ was sufficient. And you're called to be one of His hosts, the Lord God of hosts. And you have to be able to take on I'm going to fight this thing, a military, militant sort of, this is not going to take me down again. And he's simply saying here in Timothy in the first three verses, this is the work of the ministry. Commit these things to faithful men. And do it in a militant fashion. Trusting in the simplistic nature of the gospel message. Trusting that He covered you for all sin. And the militant nature is necessary because you're gonna get booted every place you go that they won't receive the gospel message. But what does He say? He says, they have not rejected you, they've rejected Me, the one who sent you. It doesn't feel good to get rejected. It doesn't feel good even if your motives are pure and you just really wanted to extend grace and mercy to the people here. And when they reject it, you sadden. That's natural. But you press on because somebody's going to receive it. And they may receive it later. You don't guarantee you're going to be around when it happens. The Lord's Word is the Lord's Word. It's good. And it doesn't return void. The Word of the Lord doesn't return void. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please Him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. This is... our walk is about learning to please the Father. And the hardness, that the only hardness that most of us have run across is the hardness of dealing with the old man. Because when we're walking around in the new creature, everything is yea and amen. Yes, Lord. You're right, Lord. But when all of a sudden it's all about us and the old man is what we're hearing, hurts. You're enduring hardness. And you have to bank on the truth and the simplicity, that childlike trusting in His Word, and the simplicity of it is simply is it, that was simple so that we could receive it. It's simple so we didn't have to understand it. Father is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. He loved us this much. And most of us, the hardest thing we've ever had to endure is our own bouncing back into measuring and thanking God that we're not like so-and-so. Trust me, you're worse. That's not a good place to be in. And Jesus said, the Pharisee that was pounding his breast and saying, "Oh Lord God, I thank Thee that I'm not like this guy here, the sinner." And Jesus said, "That's that guy there." He walked away that day justified. He just said, "Oh God, have mercy on me, a sinner." That's all he said. But he didn't say that the first guy walked away justified, did he? It's simple, but it's not always easy, right? But that's why we have the fellowship of the saints. That's why we prefer one another over ourselves. And we're around here to kick each other back into play. And that's love for one another. Father, I thank You for Your Word. I thank You for its simplicity. And I thank You that it cleanses and refreshes us and covers all of our unrighteousness, because Your Son's blood was pure and perfect and a sacrifice You could accept. Father, we love You and we praise You and we thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.
foolishness I know, but when